And now, here's Sister Susanna Edmonds.
There is nothing like a child's confidence in his or her mother. Witnessing my niece bump her chin on the playground, I was amazed by the way she sped to my sister, eyes blinded with tears, and flung herself into the waiting arms. How many of us wish we had the childlike confidence to do the same thing with God when the ups and downs of life knock us around? The end of today's gospel, however, implies that the reverse is also true. God longs to entrust himself to us, to find a welcome home in our hearts. While many in Jerusalem saw Jesus' signs and believed, something was still amiss, and Jesus did not trust himself to them. The only explanation given for this by St. John is that Jesus could tell what a man had in him. Just as the forecourt of the temple had become so cluttered by the merchants and money changers that it looked more like a market than like the Father's house, so too the human heart. 10 basic attitudes which clutter our hearts and even can make them inhospitable to God: idolatry, irreverence, workaholism and its Siamese twin, sloth, ingratitude, hatred, lust, greed, deceit, and envy. But lest we be tempted to despair, knowing our habitual struggles and weaknesses, the remedy, not a miracle cure or a wise self-help strategy, but the crucified Christ, the power and wisdom of God. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Therefore, we can be confident that he is not scandalized by our marketplace hearts, but rather is just waiting for us to invite him in. At the Last Supper, Jesus promised, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him." Now, homemaking is messy business, as any parent can attest. And when Jesus starts flipping the tables of our treasured grudges, daydreams, and expectations, the feathers will fly, to say the least. We might want to complain, like the people in the gospel, that it has taken 46 years to build this sanctuary. But his resurrection is the proof that whatever our dreams may be, they are nothing compared with his dreams for us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead desires to live and work in us. May the Holy Trinity find a welcome home in your heart this Sunday. Not a perfect heart, but a heart willing to trust and to let him do unbelievable things in your life.